Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, it's a new day. It's Monday. I hope your weekend was safe and holy and that you praise God. Amen. Today is March the 15th, 2021. It's Monday. Thank God the sun is shining out, but the temperatures here is a little cold here. But anyway, we're on a new time, daylight saving time, and I hope everyone is on point and on time to get into work or get into your appointments on time. Amen. Amen. My topic today is a memorial. And that's what I'll be speaking on today. And being that my family is getting ready to do something in reference to my mother, God rest her soul, peacefully, we are gathering and we're doing something in to honor her. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, let your spirit move to and fro throughout the week. Let God be your guide, and you think, not thinking with your heart, but with your head. Keep things in perspective, dear Lord, as we get on throughout the week. We pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. I'm coming from the scripture, Joshua 4, 1 through 3, on the New Language Translation, and it reads, "When all the people had crossed the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, 'Now choose 12 men, one from each tribe. Tell them, take 12 stones from the very place where the priests are standing in the middle of Jordan. Carry them out and pile them up at the place where you will camp tonight.'" Why do you suppose God instructed the Israelites to take 12 stones from the river and place them at the campsite? Well, was it possible he wanted to give them a visual reminder of what he had just done? When God has moved mightier on your part, it's easy to celebrate and then walk away and forget it. That time he healed you, how thrilled you were, and yet how quickly you moved on with life. That time, he healed the marriage of your good friends. Time has passed, and a few people talk about it anymore. That time, he brought you through a heartbreaking loss or illness. God's help and comfort were amazing, something you told others about. Yet then, it became something you took for granted. God doesn't want us to forget the miracles he's performed in our lives. The next time you witness one, picture yourself taking 12 stones and placing them at the edge of your proverbial river. That way, you'll never forget. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the reminders of how you have moved in our lives and my life. Amen. That is my word of encouragement for today. God bless. God keep you moving, and God keep your mind clear and keep your eyes on the prize. Let no evil word pass from your mouth to anyone. Rather, it's meant to be sad or not. Right now, God is watching and he's listening. So whatever spews from your mouth, just be thankful that you're alive today. Amen. Amen. Again, I'm Evangelist Faye. God bless you and may peace be with you until the next time. God loves you and so do I. May the peace and blessings be bestowed you. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. And I'll have another word of encouragement on Wednesday. God bless you.